Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Look, I have full confidence in our staff, regardless what we're picking. I think we can always find value, and watching what Matas has done and his progression during the year, I think that gives you hope. Again, the way I defined it, the way we want to build it, is with young players with experience. Obviously, this group knows that expectations are going to be higher next year, and I think they're going to be ready for it.
That's Arturis Karnišovas. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. It is NBA draft day, and who better to bring in? He joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He's also on Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. It is our friend Cam Smith. He works for CHSN. I think I called you the basketball man, because I think that is a title that suits you. He hosts the Chicago Lead on CHSN with our own David Haw, and he's also on The Better Angle on Saturdays at 3 on the BetMGM Network. Hey, Cam.
Hey, what's up, Layla, Marshall, Mark? Appreciate you guys having me on. And it's fine, Layla. I'm cool with being the basketball guy. I try to make myself as versatile as possible on all sports, especially in Chicago, since I'm doing the Chicago Lead with David Haw. But for sure, basketball is my go-to, being from Chicago and playing the game at a high level.
Oh yeah, you can cover all the sports well, but I think your main area of expertise, and there are many. You are one of our basketball men, so yeah. I hope that's okay.
Cam,
no, that's fine. That's fine.
He talks about the Bears.
Yeah, if you want to talk about the Bears we can.
No, we don't want to talk about the Bears.
These guys have denied me Bearsness today.
I will say this, Cam. I understand you have this show, The Better Angle, that Layla just mentioned. Who are you working with this week?
You know what? I'm actually off this weekend because Marshall will be on.
What?
Marshall, you will be on. I will be off because I will actually be celebrating my 10-year wedding anniversary with my wife. So we will be out of town. So, you know, you have to make sure that it's always family first and trying to find. I appreciate that, guys. Thank you for that. Oh,
feels like I'm on an episode of
Saved by the Bell right now. But no, I have to make sure that I have to prioritize, you know, obviously my marriage. And, you know, they say happy wife, happy life,
that's
but a
right.
happy spouse, happy house. That's what I'm going to go with. So I got to make sure we celebrate and enjoy that.
For full context, he had the same issue when we were doing the state basketball playoffs and the state championships down in Champaign. It was his wife's birthday. He's like, yo, I got it. And it's the same time every year. Both those things at the same time every year.
Cam's family, if you've ever paid attention on his Instagram, he is very proud of them. And you have a beautiful family. So congrats
Thank
on a
you,
10
man.
Year anniversary.
Yeah,
that was wonderful.
Congrats.
You and your wife
Thank
are
you.
Goals.
Really
and I
that.
Mean that.
Can we talk about anniversaries
really
of Bulls teams, you know, doing things in the playoffs, like winning series? Because it's been a long time since that's happened. But we hope we take a big step forward tonight in that. What do you want to see happen with the Bulls right now?
Well, with what this team is and how they're currently constructed, I think the Bulls are going to make a number of moves this offseason when it comes to their rosters, right, in the terms of trades. We talked about and heard about Nikola Vucevic being shopped since last February. The deal fell through with the Golden State Warriors because they elected to go the Jimmy Butler route. But you have a big man that wants to play playoff basketball, and he said that in his end of season press conference that he wants to play, especially at this point of his career, meaningful basketball. And so the Bulls are really taking that as a priority, but you have other pieces on this roster that could potentially be moved as well, depending on what team comes to the negotiation table and wants to try and get a Kobe White or an Ayo Dosunmu or maybe a Patrick Williams, depending if he's packaged up with someone else. You're not just going to trade for Patrick Williams straight up. That's not going to happen. So what I want to see from this Bulls team is really hit the front court. And that's what we've seen from the guys that they brought in with their pre-draft workouts, that they understand that at some point Nikola Vucevic will be moved. I think that he will be moved possibly tonight or a little bit after the draft when it's over after Thursday night. But this is a scenario where you want to draft young. You want to draft someone that's going to be a rim protector. There are going to be a number of names at the Bulls' disposal, depending on how the draft draft works out. But when it comes to front court players, when you think of a Derrick Queen out of Maryland and his draft stock really taking a dive, which for me is interesting because we know this when it comes to the NBA draft, NFL draft, a lot of different drafts, right, guys? It's a lot of smoke and mirrors, right? So you got to watch out for these smoke screens coming out when it comes to one, the example that I brought up of Derrick Queen and his draft stock going down. But if he's available for the Bulls, that's an option that I think they should go with. But if he's not there, then I think Asa Newell out of Georgia, who if I was Arturis Kanishevis or if I was Mark Eversley and I was in that war room with the Bulls, he would be someone that I would draft at 12. Not only did you bring him in for your pre-draft workout, but according to our guy Casey Johnson over at CHSN, CHSN's Bulls Insider, talked about how that workout went well for Asa Newell. And I spent time with him during the NBA draft combine and interviewing him, and very confident young man. And you can say that about a lot of these players, but he's very sure of himself. And you have to throw out that, you know, he only played one season at Georgia, but you look at the production and how he played, 15 points, nearly 7 rebounds, a block. And so that's the rim protection and defensive effort that you want to see for the Bulls, especially as they trend young, as they are going younger. And you need that. You need rim protection, especially in the NBA and the Eastern Conference that is really wide open. And not to throw that out there to say that the Bulls are going to be a team that will be in the Eastern Conference, but this Eastern Conference is totally different this time around than what we've seen last year. So it's interesting to see who they decide at 12, but they have to go with the front court player that can protect the rim, that is athletic, and that can fit that system of space and pace and getting up and down that Billy Donovan wants to have on the court.
Cam, we've talked a lot about just the draft for need mentality and said the same thing on the show just a few minutes ago, talking about that need for the rim protection. I know Newell is on that list of people to watch for. Is there anybody else that you think is worthy in that category? We've mentioned a lot of different people. I know you guys yesterday talked to KC about a variety of guys who fit that mold.
Yeah, no doubt, Layla. And Yoan Berenger is the name that popped up yesterday on the Chicago League when we had CHSN Bulls Insider, my guy Casey Johnson, on the show. And that's someone that the Bulls brought in for a pre-draft workout that really is not only turning heads with the Chicago Bulls, but the San Antonio Spurs. A number of different teams are looking at this young guy who's 18 right now, will be 19 in November. That similar to Asa Newell, but also when you look at his athleticism, I feel that he's a little bit more athletic than Asa Newell. But also when you talk about rim protection, guys, he has a standing reach of 9'4". So when you put that into context of what he can be, and he's going to be a project, and this is something that Arturis Kanishevis said for this Bulls team at this end of season press conference, is that patience. You're going to have patience. I know Bulls fans don't want to hear that. Exactly. I know you guys don't want to hear that and you're tired of hearing that word. But with this new iteration of this roster and where they're drafting and the position that they're drafting in, you're going to have a young guy that is going to have to understand the rigors of the NBA, get his body together, with Yoan Berenger will have to do because he's a skinny guy. I believe he's wearing about 234 pounds, I believe, at 6'11", but he's one of those dudes that springy, can get off the ground and can rim protect. So, but again, it's going to be a project and it's going to take some time. And, you know, hey, patience is a virtue, right?
No.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
I got some holiday decorations that I could get him to get for me in my apartment.
Yeah, the up stuff. I got
some stuff he needs to reach for.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
For me,
the big ceilings, Cam. And I love this. And here's why. Unfortunately, we're not talking about the same thing that other teams in the East and their fan bases and the media surrounding them are talking about when you talk about the injuries and how that's affected the chances of teams now seeing the door open to go for a championship. Yeah. Here's why I'll say I hope this is how Arturis and Mark are looking at this. Because of how wide open it is, you understand that you don't necessarily have to have veterans to just be where you want to be, which is filling the seats, being in the play-in mix. You can have a younger team and unload some of these people like Nikola Vucevic and go with these young guys. So almost like you're rebuilding, but because of how bad the East is going to be next year, you could still compete for the play-in and the playoffs with young guys, project guys, and give them ample playing time. So we're kind of getting an opportunity for the Bulls, if they so choose, to rebuild while still saying, hey, but we're still somewhat competitive. That's even if they were to unload guys like Patrick Williams, Nikola Vucevic, even Kobe White, and get draft assets, because that's what you need, is draft assets going forward.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a great point, Marshall, because you have an Eastern Conference, when you look at some of the top six teams or even the top five teams in the East and how it finished off in the playoffs, the Boston Celtics, the Indiana Pacers, the Milwaukee Bucks, all three of those teams lost either their main star or one of their stars. So they're going to take a step backwards. And Boston is a team out of those three that's taken a major step backwards, because as we talked about these smoke screens, and I brought this up with the draft, so many rumors flying around that there are some things that still aren't verified now. But the thing about Jaylen Brown, will he be moved? Will Boston do a clean sweep of things with this thing of trying to stay underneath the second apron of that luxury tax? And that was a big reason why Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday were traded away, because it was a salary dump for this team of getting rid of $181 million. And NBA governors are not trying to pay that luxury tax, because you can't make it make sense for your ownership group and your governorship group to say, okay, well, this is why we're going into the luxury tax, because of these players, and it doesn't result in a championship. It doesn't make sense at all. So when you have those aspects of it, of course, Jason Tatum with the Achilles, Tyrese Halliburton with the Achilles, Damian Lillard with the Achilles, you can have a team in Chicago, depending on how this front office decides to move with the offseason and bringing in free agents or with trades, or to your point, Marshall, with draft assets, they could be in a great position to accelerate that path that they have. Now, AK said this again, and it's in a season press conference, that the first iteration of the roster with DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Lonzo Ball and Nikola Vucevic, they tried to fast track things. This time is going to take a little more patience, but if you have opportunities to add a player that's a veteran, that is a free agent, that wants to come to Chicago and grow with this young group, then you need to make that move for this team, for an Eastern Conference that is open, especially when it comes to being a potential top 16.
We'd like to see it. Cam, I got a couple things for you. First of all, a texter that I must read to you. It says, I know this guy. He's always on Saturday with Iowa Kate Constable. And that is absolutely true. Quality program, a program that I enjoy listening to as well. And then my direct question to you is, Do you get aggressive with Josh Giddey? Do you just make him an offer? Do you think that he should be part of the core of the Chicago Bulls going forward? And I just lost Marshall Harris.
I can see Marshall's reaction right now. He almost ripped off his cans off the top of his head and walked out of the studio.
Offer sheets exist for a reason. Patrick Williams taught us that, if you didn't already know.
Yeah. And here's the caveat to that, is that if you allow this thing to fester and you don't have Josh Giddey signed or agree to a certain number, you can have another NBA team come into this conversation and give him a ridiculous offer sheet, to where now the Bulls are in a tough position to match that. And so if you want to rewind it back 7 years ago with Zach LaVine and the situation with the Sacramento Kings and how they offered him, I believe it was like 5 years, $90 million at that time, which was a lot of money, and the Bulls had to go ahead and match it. So you can play that game if you want, but if you are Arturis Kanishevis, if you're Mark Eversley, and I'm sure that they've had these conversations with Josh Giddey's representation, that I know that they have a certain number. There were reports out there that Giddey wanted the Jalen Suggs deals from the Orlando Magic, where he got 5 years, $190 million. That's a lot of money. But if you, or excuse me, not 190, $150 million, excuse me on that. 5 years, 154, Jalen Suggs. If you can get somewhere between the 125-130 range, I think that is doable, but you have to be able to have something left to lure other free agents to this team. So this is the conversation that front office needs to have, if they're not having it already, with Josh Giddey's representation. I'm sure they're telling him that we want you part of this core with Modest, possibly with Kobe White, and move this thing forward.
You have satisfied our Marshall Harris, I think.
I think he was like coaching you on the Twitch channel.
No, no, he's agreeing with what he's saying.
Cam throwing out numbers and Marshall's like thumbs down, uh-huh. Thumbs middle, thumbs up, back to middle, back to up.
25 I can live with, but 30 is insane.
Yeah, I felt like I was in the scene from Gladiator, you know, right? When he's kind of like, you know, yeah. Giving a thumbs up or the thumbs down. I'm like, all right, it's going to be off with my head right now. Am I going to be able to come back on Layla or Raheem and Harris? What's going on?
You're always welcome, Cam. Always. Always.
And then he looked like he'd had a nice meal. He sat back, was like, okay, that's good.
Cam Smith, you do a great job. We love watching you on the Chicago Lead on CHSN with David Haw, of course, and our friend Gabe Ramirez in the mix as well, and listening to you on The Better Angle Saturdays at 3 o'clock on the BetMGM Network. Happy anniversary to you and happy NBA Thank draft. You.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Take
Thanks,
care.
Cam.
See Thanks, Cam. Cam. That was Cam Smith.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.